Back in the 1950s, it was no big deal to have Gene Kelly or Debbie Reynolds sing on screen. But these days, audiences seem to think it's weird for a character to walk down the street belting lyrics. So if you're making a movie musical, you need a strategy. Irish director John Carney came up with several for his new film, Once. We'll talk to him and the film's stars in just a moment. But first, we've asked critic Bob Mondello to take us through a couple of the film's musical moments and explain how they work.
The guy is a street musician singing songs for pennies. The girl walks up to him and makes small talk, revealing that in her spare time, she plays the piano. Not having one of her own, she plays in the back of a music store, so they go there and he teaches her a song he's just written, first playing the chords for her, then singing as she reads along with the lyrics that he's placed on the piano.
I don't know you, but I want you all the
Then she surprises him by singing along in harmony.
Words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react.
His face lights up, and you know they've made a connection. Now, she's a musician, so of course she can harmonize, and she can play along on the piano, but now what? He can still sing on the street, different songs that will tell us what he's thinking. But how do you get her singing? Have her lug around a piano? And more important, how can she sing her own thoughts as opposed to lyrics that he's written? Well, how about this? He's recorded some background chords for a song, but is having trouble with the lyrics. He gives her a Walkman with the background chords on a disc, and she writes rhymes to go with them.
Are you really sure that you'd believe me?
And then, when the Walkman's batteries run down and she has to go buy some more, she can entirely realistically walk down the street with his music playing in her earphones while singing her lyrics. It makes perfect sense, even if you're a stickler for realism. I'm Bob Mondello.